It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Up by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February. And be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast, Rizzo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
welcome back to the Nolan here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our college hoops doubleheader this afternoon as it's the guys' turn. And in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens are hosting the Baker University Wildcats. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's producing and engineering and he's doing magical stuff, Dad. I don't even know what it all is, but Joseph, we appreciate it all. Thank you so much. Tom Counts with you here courtside. It is great to be with you. The Lady Ravens with an impressive win in game one this afternoon. And now it is time for the guys' contest. With that said, let's take a look at the starting lineups for these two teams. First of all, for Baker University and head coach Sean Dooley, they come into the game this afternoon at 10-11 on the season and 5-7 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. They're going to be starting today. Jalen Patterson, a 5'10" junior guard from New Orleans. Out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, the 6'4" junior, Akeen Woods. Justin Batts, he's a junior 6'1" from Memphis. Out of Lawrence, Kansas, 6'7" sophomore, Kobe Buffalo Meat. and Topeka, Kansas native 6'3 senior Michael Brooks. For the Benedictine Ravens, and the 11th season head coach Ryan Moody. Benedictine here on senior day is going to make a tiny, tiny switch in the starters. You're going to find Chris Jackson out there. Chris is a 6'2 senior from Dayton, Ohio. 5'10 senior, ninth-year Scott from Topeka, Kansas, out of St. Joe, Missouri. Senior, 6-foot-tall Matt Austin. Eric Cruz starting today, the 6'7" senior from St. Louis, Vianney. And rounding out the starting five, the 6'5 senior out of Tampa, Florida, Christian Noski. So there is the starting lineup for these two teams here this afternoon. And doing a little bit of paperwork here, making sure that we understand exactly the record for these two teams. Benedictine coming into the game today at 8-8 in the conference, 14-11 overall. Baker comes in at 11-13 overall, and they are 7-9. Important games for these teams and for the postseason. Benedictine is in a battle right now, making sure that A, they make sure that they get into the postseason, and B, trying to maybe keep themselves from making some kind of a really, really bad trip really, really early in the conference tournament. We're going to talk about that as the afternoon unfolds. With that all said, here we go. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Raven basketball this afternoon as the ball is up, the tip is away, and Saxton Thuston outleaps Kobe Buffalo Meat, and the Ravens have the basketball. BC with it, a nice here, Scott, around to the right side. And the Ravens have made a quick change before. I hadn't even seen it. Here's Nicer, drives, shoots, and scores. Matt Austin is not starting today. It's going to be St. Joe Senior Jaden Bristol, who is starting. So that's it. Here comes Baker with the basketball. Ravens leading it right out of the gate, 2-0. Wildcats are working around to the left side. That's going to be Justin Batts. Batts kicks it over to Jalen Patterson. They'll dump it down to the baseline corner. The cut into the lane, nothing there. Back over to the left edge. Now they'll feed underneath. Kobe trying to back in on Cruz. Drops the shoulder, backs in. Twist, turn, shoots, and it won't go in. Ravens rebound it down. You'll hear the buzz in the background as that shot was taken. And it's one of the things Baker would like to do. They would love to limit the number of possessions this afternoon. You remember when these two teams played the last time? That was way back on the 12th of January, a month ago today. Here's a feed. Noski shoots and scores! How about that? Christian Noski on the book. It is 4-0. Benedictine, the Raven fans love that. Again, a month ago today, it was low scoring. And a matter of fact, it went overtime, and it was still low scoring. And Baker took a 62-60 win over Benedictine. Ravens would love to avenge that a little bit here today as they try to set themselves up postseason. Here's a straightaway from the top three that's up and missing, and a rebound pulled down by Nicer. Ravens run, 18-18 to go in the opening half. Scott, top of the key, over to the right side to Saxton. Now down it goes to Bristol in front of the Baker bench. Little seesaw dribble, brings it out on top, back over to Nicer on the left side. Scott looks in, reverses direction, drives to the edge, comes back out on top. They give him a go underneath, and man, that was a beautiful pass, and Eric just could not quite reach it. That was a well-designed play. Then Ravens are going to go back to that before this game's over. 4-0 Benedictine, 2 minutes in. Baker walks it up the floor, and with the basketball up top side, it's going to be Bat. Wildcats are led in scoring by Patterson. Jalen Patterson averages 18 a game, and he will hit it from inside, outside. Pretty much doesn't matter. Now he's going to have the ball stripped out of his hands by Benedictine. Nice near, strips the ball from Patterson, and Benedictine taking it the other way. Left side, Cruz, E for three, just short. Rebound tipped out, and it'll be rescued by Baker. Wildcats coming into the forecourt. Justin Bass will take it over to the top. Now down to the baseline. Cross court. It will go over to the right side. Into the hands of Mike Brooks. Brooks will feed it out on top. Kobe all alone. 16 gets it. Kobe Buffalo Meat will have his first bucket of the ball game, and the Ravens lead it by a pair. We're 3 minutes in. walking up court with it. New sneakers today for Jaden Bristol. He goes to the left side, down to the block. Now over to the right. Backing in. Saxton. Out top side. Noski, can he do it? No, the three rims. That won't go in. Rebound. Pulled down by Baker. The drive down to the right side. Wildcats with the basketball. The feed underneath, and we have a foul. We do. Benedictson. And that Christian. Yep, Christian Knox will have his first foul of the afternoon, and Christian will come out of the game. Matt Austin comes in. The crowd giving him some appreciation. We're also going to see entering the game for Benedictson, Chris Jackson, and he'll be in for 9-0. 16:33 to go in the opening half. It'll be Baker basketball coming in at their offensive baseline. Shot clock reset at 20. They will come into Kobe. He travels. Oh, he gets fouled. On the foul is going to be against Jaden Bristol. So Bristol picking up his first foul of the afternoon. And now Kobe out of the game, and Baker will quickly go to the bench, and they bring in their second, their alternate big guy, and he's almost equally large, Braden Wiggs, a 6'7 sophomore out of St. Charles, Missouri. Wiggs will take the inbound shot up, no good. Hurry about to get down, here's Chris Jackson. Ravens into the forecourt with 16-16 to go in the opening half, leading it 4-2. Jackson will take it on the left side around the 28-foot mark in front of the Benedictin student section over there. Chris wanted the shot, doesn't take it, pulls it back down. Looks underneath, gets it there to Saxton. Houston backs in, kicks it up on top. Jackson, the uncontested three, buries it. Chris Jackson from the outside. A good sign when those shots start falling early. And it is now 7-2, Benedictin. Back out on top it comes. Ravens will work defensively. Here's a running shot. Now a long cross-court pass. Oh, it's nicely saved deep in the corner. And a running three hit. Knocking it down is Akeem Woods for Baker. 7-5 BC. We're approaching 15 minutes to go here in the opening half, and Jaden Bristol, ever the cool hand, brings the ball up the court. Little right-hand dribble, kicks it over the edge to Cruz. Eric Cruz loves that shot from the baseline corners on either side for three. Long cross-court it goes. Here's Cruz down the baseline. The defender gets up there in a hurry because they know what he wants to shoot. Here's a reverse layup. Thuston, the assist to Bristol. Thuston will have his first bucket of the afternoon. And it's a 9-5 game. In the introductions and recognition of the seniors between games today, Saxton Thuston's father, and in a big surprise from long distance away, his two sisters come to the game. Saxton did not know they were coming. And so it was kind of a thrilling moment, I'm sure, for him and his teammates enjoying that along with them. Here's the shot from the outside. It's going to be good for three, and the Ravens lead trimmed to one. They are up 9-8. 14:20 to go. And here's the Eric Cruz shot. It's up and good for two. So give Cruz the two for his first point today. And BC pushes back up by three at 11-8. Just over 14 minutes of play in the opening half. Baker down the floor with it. Driving in shot. Rejected by Cruz. He'll rebound it down. Get it away to Bristol. Up it'll come to Thuston down the left side. Back out on top. Jaden Bristol with the basketball. And we've got 13:50 to go here in the first half. Chris Jackson plays off the screen, backs away, thought about the three, then doesn't. Kicks it over to Thuston. He'll back in, rotate, twist, turn, off the window. Give him two more. Thuston for another pair. Saxton has four, and the Ravens leading it now 13-8. It equals their largest lead of the afternoon. We're at the 13.5-minute moment of the half. Here's a three left side, off the mark, no. Thuston with the rebound, and here comes Benedictin. Ravens will bring it into the forecourt. Bristol will have it down the right side. Comes up to the top of the key. Looks inside. Doesn't see what he wants. Brings it back out up on top. Chris Jackson handles it there. Guarded by Jalen Patterson. Ravens have kept Patterson under control so far today. Here's Chris into the lane. Crossing over. Switches hands. And the senior from Dayton Dunbar gets two more. We're getting a timeout with Baker. Coach Sean Dooley has seen enough. 12:58 to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. It's Benedictine 15, Baker 8.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
As we come out of the timeout, Benedictine will make a pair of substitutions. So we'll just reset the Raven 5. I don't know what's going on here. We're putting that ball back in play. You got Jaden Bristol out there, Matt Austin, and Chris Jackson. They're going to be joined by Jaden Timmy. And also out on the floor for Benedictine is Tyson Cathy. 12:56 to play in the first half. Benedictine leading it by 7 now at 15-8. Walking up the floor with it, Jalen Patterson. Tell you what, Jalen Patterson is so, so good. And we'll be talking about him as the afternoon wears on. Ball down to the baseline, thinking about the three. They won't. Kick it back into the middle. Backing in, trying to get inside on Timmy, dropping a shoulder. Shot goes up, and Tyson Cathy goes over the top. Tomahawks at the basketball, and the foul is going to be on Jaden Timmy. Jaden has his first Benedictine's third foul. And coming to the line, it'll be Braden Wiggs. Wiggs, big guy out there, good shooter. His first free throw is in. That is his first point of the game, and he trims the Benedictine lead to a half dozen at 15-9. Second free throw rolls around, and he'll get them both. Benedictine by 5. Here comes Bristol. We talked about Jalen Patterson for Baker. He scored in double figures. Are you ready for this? 22 of 23 games this season, he's been in double digits. And, in fact, he has a season high of 26 points, which he has done 3 times. The last time he scored 26, the overtime win against Benedictine down at Baldwin. So we'll see if the Ravens are able to harness Patterson. Raven shot no good. Here's Patterson on the other end, missing a 3, and the rebound out of bounds to Benedictine. Twelve minutes to go in the first half. Ravens with a 15-10 lead. Patterson's going to come out of the game, and he just kind of walking up and down the sideline in front of his team, kind of talking to himself. I don't think he's just quite happy with how things are going now. Visiting with head coach Sean Dooley. Skip pass in the middle of Jaden Timmy. Backs in. No shot. Bristol on top. Doesn't take the shot. Kicks it out to Matt. He will take the shot. Comes up short. Gets his own rebound, and the Ravens are going to reset the offense. The kickback underneath is to Tyson Cathy, but he'll lose it away to Braden Wiggs, and Benedictine turns it over. 11.5 to go here in the opening half. Ravens with a 15-10 lead, but Baker has the basketball. They'll dump it over to the right side. Very deep in the corner it's going to go. Held up down there by Mason Jukes. Going to get a foul on Benedictine, and it'll be the first one for Tyson Cathy. So for the Ravens, that'll be team foul 4. Baker has not committed a foul yet in the game today. 11:20 to go here in the first half. Men's college basketball on CARE Radio. Happy to have you with us. Here's the feed in the middle, and the 13-footer is up, rolling off no good. Chris Jackson sweeps the board clean, and Benedictine into the forecourt. Nice here, Chris Jackson, Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, and Tyson Cathy. There's your Benedictine 5. Feed underneath Tyson, up and in. Chris Jackson, the assist. Give Tyson Cathy his first 2 tonight. Now 17-10 Ravens, and we're not far from the midpoint of the opening half. The dish over to the left side. They'll feed in the middle to Wiggs. Back it in on Tyson, backs in, twists, turns, drops his shoulder, power moves, and he's going to get the bucket. Braden Wiggs is a very, very big guy. Again, he is 6'7", and, you know, he's going 260 or so. not as big as some of the guys, not as big as Kobe. BC with it on top, and the Ravens lead by five. It is 17-12, Benedict. And a three from deep in the left corner. Knocking it down nice here. Ravens stretch their lead again. Now at eight, it is 20-12. Back over to the right side. Baker in the forecourt. BC stays at the player defense. Out on top. It was a near travel, but Justin Bath able to get the ball down on the court. Dumps it up to the baseline. It's going to be batted away. Saved underneath by Wiggs. Dumps it back to the edge. Pulling away shot for three. It is up and it is good. Mason Dukes will have his first bucket of the game. 20-15, and Baker answers the Benedictine three. And we are inside 10 to play in the opening half. Joseph, an alert that we will have our media timeout at the next dead ball. Ravens have it out top side. Baker stays with player D. Chris Jackson, three. No. That was a good-looking shot, too. I thought that thing was going to fall. We were perfectly in line with it as he shoots at the south goal. Baker walks it up the floor, and here's Akeem Woods, the 6'4 junior guard out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Woods kicks it over to Bats. Bats goes to the right edge, back over to the left now. That's Tyler White in the game. Now Bats drives in, spins, rotates, shoots. No good. Matt Austin with some great defense there. Really altered that shot. And the Ravens are going to go back up the court on offense at 8:45 to go. The feed underneath Tyson Cathy. The finger roll and the score. Love to see Tyson just get up there and throw one of those things down one of these days. 22-15, Benedictine. Ravens up seven. We're at the 8.5 mark of the half. And here's a pass. They were looking underneath for Wiggs. It gets away, goes out of bounds, and we have a media break. Timeout on the court at 8:31 to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. Men's college basketball finds Benedictine in front of Baker, 22-15.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
I'll tell you what kind of a team this Benedictine group is and what kind of team basketball they play. A lot of clubs, you look at the leaders in various statistical categories and you'll find a couple of guys dominating them all, but for Benedictine, not the case. The leading scorer on the team, Matt Austin, averaging 14.3 points. Leading rebounder, Saxton Thuston, averaging about 8 a game. The assist leader, Jaden Bristol. The steals leader, Nysir Scott, and the blocks leader, Eric Cruz. So Benedictine, a team that utilizes many facets, and now they come out of this timeout and bring Ahmad Lewis into the game. So for the Ravens, Lewis and Kathy, Austin, Timmy, and Scott. Here's a shot from the right. Nysir for three more. He's having a big start to the afternoon and has 8 points. It is now a double-digit Benedictine lead. They're in front 25-15. 8:10 to go. First half. Around the right side with it. Baker, and he knows what he's doing out there. He's out of Cheney, Kansas. Here's a feed to the left. Matt Austin goes three. Can't get it to drop. And it is going to be Shear coming down with a rebound. Trent Shear averages 2 points a game for this team. But he's played in all 23. Not a big guy. They've got him listed at 5'10". Bit of a stretch. 7.5 to go in the first half. Baker with a basketball, but they trail Benedictine by 10. Out on top with it is Tyler White. The feed to the baseline. The shot blocked from behind Matt Austin. And as Jaden Timmy comes down with the ball, he's taken in a headlock. And we're going to have a foul underneath on Braden Wade. No, is that on Kobe? Kobe's back in the game. So let me fix that. Kobe Buffalo Meat will pick up that foul. 7:17 to go in the opening half. Nice deer comes out. Bristol is back in for Benedictine. Jaden Bristol, Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Ahmad Lewis, and Tyson Caffey. That's your Raven 5 on the floor right now. For Baker, you got Trent Shear and Jalen Patterson out there. Mason Dukes, Kobe Buffalo Meat. And in the game for the first time this afternoon is Ray Swopes. Driving in, Timmy, twisting, turning shot, rejected by Kobe. And up for the basketball, here comes Jalen Patterson. Cross court over to the right side. That's Shear with it. Kicks it off on top to Dukes. To the left side, it's going to be Swopes with it. Feeds underneath Kobe. Backing in. No room. Back to Shear with it again. Ravens trapping down to the baseline. Shot clock at 11. They'll dump it over to the right side. They move the ball a lot. Not getting a good look at the rim. The Benedictine defense has been fantastic. Here's the feed in the middle of the ball. It's going to be Doc Free stolen away. Here comes Bristol. Over to Austin. Matt back to Bristol. Head fake, shoots, and scores. What a great trip down court by Benedictine. That was an impressive possession. Austin the assist, Kim Bristol the ultimate score. And it is now 27-15, Benedictine by a dozen. As we get to 6:10 to play in the half. Here's Shear for three. Nope. Rebound Timmy. Benedictine will bring it up the floor. Bristol accelerates, goes into the lane, dumps it over to the right side, Ahmad. Lewis back and comes to Bristol, deep in the right corner. He's guarded by Jalen Patterson. Out on top, Matt. Austin, a long two. Yeah, Matt Austin, his first point today. And the Raven offense is clicking. I can't believe Baker has not taken another timeout as they are in some trouble, trailing a 29-15. 5.5 to play in the opening half. Not sure how far Coach Dooley wants to see his team get behind here. Right now they're down some 14 points. Kobe has it right side. Nice interior move with the shot. Misses at the rebound. Pulled down by Bristol. BC's up court pass. Knocked away. And Shear with quick hands steals it. Here's Jalen Patterson. Into the lane. Dishes over to Kobe. Shoots. Wave off that bucket. Oh, they're going to give it to him. They called the foul, I thought, way before the shot. It was a long continuation. Notice how Jaden Bristol comes over to the side and he makes the substitution. He goes, sells nice here. Okay, that was my second foul. You need to jump up here. Bristol picking up foul number two, and Kobe at the line for the plus one. Ravens are going to also make a couple of other substitutions while they're at it. We'll let the dust settle here and reset the Benedictine five. At the top, it'll be nice. Here's Scott. Right side of the lane, Saxton Thuston and Ahmad Lewis. On the left side, Eric Cruz and Matt Austin. Kobe's at the free throw line for one shot. The plus one misses it. Rebound Saxton. What tremendous rebounding and leaping ability he brings. 29-17. Here's a three for Matt Austin. Can't get it to fall. Saxton, another rebound. And the Ravens are going to reset the offense. Inside 5 minutes to go in the opening half. It's moving pretty briskly here in Atchison, Kansas this afternoon. Crossing over it goes. Back out on top. Saxton, he'll go three. Oh, it won't fall in. And the rebound pulled down by Baker. Wildcats walk it up. And again, top side for the basketball is going to be Trent Shear. And his pass stolen by Matt Austin. Shear tried to skip it over to the left side to Akeem Woods. Matt anticipated it, got in the passing lane, and the Ravens up the floor. 4:20 to go in the half. Nicer for three. It's a little bit short. And a rebound. Kobe pulls down another board. Walking it up the floor. Baker's in no hurry, and they are not scoring a lot of points. Now we're going to have a little collision, and the foul is going to be on Nicer Scott. It'll be his first. For Benedictine, that is a half a dozen fouls. Oh, my. That's trouble. Half a dozen fouls for Benedictine. For Baker, one foul in this game, and we are 16 minutes in. That foul is on Kobe. Wildcats with a basketball over to the right side. Michael Brooks is checked back in. Backing in. The ball nearly stripped away. In trouble. In the lane forever. No 3-second call. They'll bring it out on top. Six on the shot clock. Driving in the middle. The kick to the left. Shear alone is online. Won't go. Rebound underneath. Baker will haul it back down. Spinning twist. And it's knocked away from behind by Matt Austin. He just reached in and picked the pocket of Braden Wiggs. Here comes Benedictine. Over to the left side. Amon for three. Oh, yes. Amon Lewis from downtown. Nice shot by Amon Lewis. And Benedictine stretches its lead down to 32-17. A 15-point advantage. It is their largest of the game. 3:20 to go in the first half. Back over to the right side. The big guy for three. Clanks it off the rim. Matt Austin with the rebound. 3:10 left, opening half. It's been all Benedictine here. We'll have the numbers to share with you, but they are so skewed right now. Driving in, the kick out on top. Saxon right side. Back to the block. It goes to Cruz. Now he's backing in. Backing in. Dumps it over to the edge. Nice here. Drives baseline. Back it comes in the middle. A shot is up, and it won't go down for Saxon, but he has been fouled. How about these numbers? Benedictine hitting 14 of 24. That is 59% of their shots from the floor in this game. Baker is hitting 6 of 20, an icy 30%. Ravens about rebounded them 16-9. Here's Saxton's first free throw. Does not go in. One more shot coming up here for Saxon Houston. And now Benedictine is going to go to the bench, and checking into the lineup is going to be the 6-foot junior from Leawood, Kansas, Jake Thompson. Jake comes into the ballgame today, averaging 1.4 points contest. Check a free throw. Oh, Saxon cannot get either one of them to fall. And Baker's going to bring Trent Shear out of the game, and Justin Batts comes back in. 2:40 to go in the first half. Way out with the basketball on the right side. It's going to be bad. Steps in the corner. Patterson looking for his first three, and we'll find it there. First bucket of the ball game for Jalen Patterson. Coming at 2:29 to go in the half. It's 32-20. Benedictine. BC back out on top. Chris Jackson. Chris, right-hand dribble, loses it, picks it up, kicks it over to Eric. Cruz goes over to the left side. Houston cuts into the middle, gets inside, one-handed runner. Oh, that was a pretty shot, but rimmed around, fell out, and quickly up the floor with it. It'll come. Bats dumps it over to the right side. Nice here. Spectacular anticipation of the outlet pass. Gets in front of Jalen Patterson, deflects the ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Baker at their offensive end with precisely 2 minutes to go in the opening half. 32-19. Here we have Braden Wiggs taking the inbound pass. Slap away and knocked out of bounds again by Benedictine. Patterson to inbound. Brings it in on the right side. Wiggs, top side Bats. Now the drive left in the lane and wave off that shot. They're going to call Saxon Houston for his first foul of the game, and Baker will be coming to the free throw line for the 1+. Stepping to the stripe, a starter for the Wildcats, Michael Brooks has not scored in the game yet, and he is a 68% free throw shooter, but will hit the first and earn the second. Michael Brooks out of Topeka, Kansas. Second free throw, he'll get them both. It is now 32-22. And we've got a minute 50 to go. First half. Up forward the basketball, it's Nicer. He'll slide around to the left side. Kick it across. All alone. Three. Won't drop. And the rebound slapped out on top by Benedictine. Nice job by Saxton to get that ball out where it could be rebounded by one of his teammates. Ravens will bring it off on top. Here's Chris Jackson. Chris starts right. Looks into the middle. Goes to the left side of the lane, puts it up in traffic, missed it. Saxon upstairs, caught the ball, elevated, put it back up and in. Houston for two more. Saxon Houston puts Benedictine in front, 34-21. And we've got a minute 5 left before intermission. Game's moving along very, very briskly. Here's a pass over to the left side. The falling away shot at the baseline rattles around, no good. And the Ravens are going to rebound this thing down. How about that board by Jake Thompson? Ravens go left side. Here's Cruz with it on top. Back over to Nice here on the left edge. 17 on the shot clock, 40 seconds left in the half. Nice here, twist, turn, shoots, no. And rebound down, Braden Wiggs. Shot clock and game clock are now about 6 seconds apart. And with his head down, the ball comes into the forecourt with Jalen Patterson. Nice here, works against him, bats it away. Patterson able to pick it back up. Nice here, defending him tightly. Patterson will cut into the middle. Pull away, pulling away, 17-footer, and knock it down. Jalen Patterson hushes the crowd, putting a finger to his lips. 11 seconds, now 10. Ravens are going to look for the final shot of the half. They lead here by 11. Nysir is bumped and fouled, and that whistle is going to be on Wiggs. That will be his first. And Benedictine will have only 3 seconds to get a shot away. Baker's going to small down a little bit, taking Wiggs out of the game and running Mike Brooks back in. We get a timeout. Oh, Coach Mooney's going to draw some up, scratch a little play out in the dirt. We're going to take a break. 3 seconds to go in the half. Benedictine 34, Baker 23.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Great to have you along with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine campus in Atchison, Kansas. We are down to the last 3 seconds to go here in the first half. And Benedictine will be putting the ball in play. They have elected to take a timeout, and we'll see what play Coach Moody has drawn up for his team. Interestingly enough, they're going to bring Jaden Bristol back in. So if you want him on the court, they're going to stay with Jake Thompson. You've also got Chris Jackson, Nysir Scott, and Saxton Thuston. So the Ravens going small and fast here. They're going to bring it in. Looking. It's over on the right side. Nysir will fall away, shoot at the buzzer. Can't imagine that was a play drawn up as we go to halftime. We're taking a break here in the Nolan, and we'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as we go to the locker room. It's Benedictine 34, Baker 23.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Halftime of this afternoon's men's college basketball game here on CARE Radio finds Benedictine in front of Baker University, 34-23. Hey, look at the scoring in the opening half. Finds Baker led by three guys in a three-way deadlock at the top as Jalen Patterson, Kobe Buffalo Meat, and Braden Wiggs each have four, then three apiece. Hakeem Woods, Justin Batts, and Mason Dukes. Two in the first half for Michael Brooks. For Benedictine, great first half. For Nysir Scott, he has 8 to lead the way as Benedictine has 9 guys having scored the first half. So Nysir with 8. Saxton Thuston, a half a dozen. Chris Jackson with 5. 4 and a half for Tyson Cathy. Ahmad Lewis with 3. Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin, Eric Cruz, and Christian Noski, each with 2. Fouls for Benedictine. Nobody in any real trouble. Jaden Bristol has a couple of fouls. Nobody else with more than 1. For Baker, you have really 3 guys with 1 apiece. No one has fouled more than 1 time. Say what? We're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back. We'll talk to you shortly here. Joseph, halftime score. Benedictine 34, Baker 23. And we may be making a quick return, so stick around.
Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Good to have you along with us here this afternoon as we get set to go to the second half of today's men's game. Ladies game played earlier. The Benedictine women with an impressive victory. Guys are hoping for a BC sweep here today. We'll see how that goes. 34-23. The Ravens in front in what has been a really low-scoring game, but not uncharacteristic for this Baker team. But again, as you'll remember, it was a low-scoring contest when we were down in Baldwin City last month. A game that was a 62-60 overtime win for the Wildcats. Here we go. The two teams coming out of the court. We're getting set to go to the second half. And looking across here, Benedictine is going to be starting Chris Jackson and Jaden Bristol. You got Matt Austin, Eric Cruz, Saxton Thuston. Those are the Raven 5 for Baker. Jalen Patterson, Hakeem Woods out there, Justin Batts. Got Kobe, Buffalo Meat, and Michael Brooks. Here we go. Baker has the ball in, played to begin the second half. They'll drive into the lane. No room there. Patterson all alone, right side, baseline 3. Got it. Give him that open shot, and he is going to put points on the board. It is 7 now for Patterson. 34-26, Benedictine in front. We're half a minute into the second half. Here's Cruz with it on the right side. Backs in, twists, turns, shoots, scores. Eric Cruz, he is a hard man to stop. You get him in that kind of a location, and I don't know what you're going to do to keep him from scoring. 4 points now for E. Cruz. We're about a minute now gone in the second half. And it means it's moving quick, but a long way to go. The driving shot is up and missing it. Rebounding it down is going to be Benedictine, and Saxton Thuston comes up with a basketball. Little look away. Pass over to Bristol on the right side from Chris Jackson. Back out on top to Chris. And he's got it at the top. Jackson, start to the left side. He's just going to pull up, launch three, and drain it. Chris Jackson from the top. Chris has eight. 37-26. Benedictine stretches its lead. 39-26. Benedictine stretches its lead now to 13. 18 and a half to play in the first half. Back over to the right side. A look into the middle. There's not a lot of room. Raven defense playing well. Now here's a shot blocked by Cruz. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Jaden Bristol. Ravens are going to run Bristol up the floor. Looks over to the right side. Matt Austin steps it back out on top. Cruz lost the handle. He was going to go for the three. Then instead drives in. Has the ball stripped out of his hands. And Benedictine comes up empty on that trip up the court. Here comes Patterson down the floor with it. And the Wildcats are on offense. 2 minutes in. Patterson for three. Uh-uh. And the long rebound. Cruz clears it away. Jackson, Bristol, Austin, Cruz, and Thuston. The Benedictine five out on the floor. This is an offensive-minded group. I mean, they will all put up, and they can all hit that long shot. Out on top, Cruz feeds in the middle of Thuston, backs in. A couple of head fakes later, has the ball knocked out of his hands from behind it. Rebounding it down, here comes Baker. Wildcats down the floor. A little forearm pushes the defender away. No foul called. Not a ton of fouls called in the opening half. In fact, Baker had only four fouls called against him in the first half. Now the shot blocked from behind by Cruz. Out of the hands of Kobe. Kobe will come off the floor, and Baker will make his first substitution of the second half and bring Braden Wiggs into the game. Wiggs, the first guy in, the 6'7" sophomore, averaging about a half a dozen points a game. He's got four already at the halftime. The ball comes in to Patterson, and Ravens reach in, and we'll have a foul committed by Chris Jackson. For Chris, it'll be his first foul of the afternoon. First foul of the second half by Benedictine. Patterson puts his head right in the middle of Chris Jackson's number and leans into him. And the ball comes in over to the wing for Baker. Out on top, little head fake. They'll pass up the shot. Patterson around to the left. Shot clock at 10. Patterson long two, misses. Rebound tipped around, and Cruz is able to rescue the ball. Gets it away to Chris Jackson, and here comes the Benedictine offense. Bristol into the forecourt. We're 3 minutes into the second half. Bristol dishes it over to the left side to Chris Jackson with 8 points in the game. Looks in. Thuston comes out between the circles. Handles it for a moment. Back over comes to Cruz. He'll cut in the lane. Thinks about the shot. Can't get it off. Gets it away now to Matt. Now down to Saxton. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and the Ravens don't get a shot away. It's going to be stolen away. Now, knocked away from behind it. They could not keep it, they could not rescue it. Knocking it away from Patterson, and Jaden Bristol slides about 20 feet. And fortunately, he ends up as he piles up into the bleachers, hits it feet first. You go in there head first, shoulder first, something like that, you could have really been badly injured, but he's fine. Jaden Timmy comes into the Benedictine lineup, and now we're going to get Ahmad into the game. Ahmad Lewis and Jaden Timmy with Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin, Saxton Thuston. That's your Benedictine five right now. Braden Wiggs with the basketball, and Baker has their offense out there. 16 and a half to play. The drive to the baseline, the feed across is going to be knocked away. Here it comes. Ravens up the court, 2-on-1. The feed, the shot, the foul. Patterson out here, he's really frustrated. He's a fun guy to watch. If you're looking to watch a guy off the ball, keep an eye on Jalen Patterson. He wears his heart on his sleeve. You know exactly what he's thinking. He's not a bit bashful about talking to his teammates and sharing his feelings and emotions with them as well. And Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line. Stepping to the stripe, Matt Austin. Shot is up and short. Matt has 2 points so far this afternoon, and he's a 75% free throw shooter this year. The senior from St. Joe puts this one on its way and in. Matt with his 3rd point of the day. It is now 40-26 Benedictine. Ravens leading it by 14. They have led by as many as 15 in the late moments of the first half, and we are at 16-19 to go. Here's Patterson going for another three. That one will miss, and the long rebound, Ahmad Lewis. Benedictine taking it the other way. Bristol races up the floor. Gets it out on top to Timmy. Feeds in the middle of Thurston. Saxton, side of the lane with his back to the rim. Now goes into the lane, has it stripped out of his hands. It's loose on the floor. Saxton's able to recover and get it back out on top to Bristol. That was great hustle. Matt Austin straight away for three. Rims out, won't go. Rebound to go back down is Michael Brooks, and here comes Baker. 15:40 to go in the second half. Little bump down to the baseline. No foul called. Bats will bring it back off on top to Wiggs. Baker in the traveling navy with orange. Here's a feed to the block. Again, that's going to be Wiggs working on Timmy. Backs in, pushes, twists, turns the shot up, and good plus one. And Jaden Timmy will have picked up his second foul of the day. For Braden Wiggs, a half a dozen points. He's going to have a free throw opportunity here. He's 2 of 2 at the line already this afternoon. On the season, Braden Wiggs is a... Well, he's not very good at the free throw line. 52.8%. 28 of 53. Gets a lot of free throws, but hasn't had a lot of success with him. Free throw here. Rolls. It goes in. It took it a while, but it does fall through. And it's 40 to 29 at Benedictine. We're inside 15 and a half to play in the game. Ravens on the right side to Timmy. Austin, Bristol, BC State on the right side. Here's Ahmad for a three. My goodness, he can shoot. Ahmad Lewis from deep for the right side. That'll be his second three of the game, and it's 43-29. Benedictine right back up to that 14-point lead as we go inside 15 minutes to go in the game. Now the ball batted away over on the far side by Ahmad Lewis and Tama Patterson. Going to be putting it in play. BC will take Bristol out of the game, give him a little breather. Nicer comes back in. So I got Tyson Campy, Nicer Scott, Matt Austin, Jaden Timmy, and Ahmad Lewis out of the court for the Ravens. 14:50 to go in the game. Baker with the basketball. Benedictine leading it 43-29. Over to the right side, that's going to be Akeem Woods. He'll go in, go up, knock it down. Akeem has, what now, five. And it's 43-31. Nicer will do the work, handle the ball up the court as he came in for Bristol. Matt Austin from the left side, jump shot short. And again, Matt's been struggling with a little soreness in a leg, and it's hard to get that push off and get that shot away. And when you come up a little bit short on those shots, you can be certain that's exactly what it is. 14-14 to go. Baker feeds into the lane, backing in the shot, blocked! Rebound, followed, missed! Rebound! Taken away by Matt Austin. That's got Coach Sean Dooley a little bit irate. And BC will go the other way. Jaden Timmy, he can hit that three, but it'll come up short. And a rebound saved in by the Wildcats. 13:45 to go in the game. Driving down with it is going to be Jalen Patterson. Kicks it off on top to Wiggs. They'll swing it around to the left side. Skip past Patterson. Over to Wiggs. Up and in for an easy layup. Braden Wiggs. 5.5, 9 in the game, and it's 43-33. 13.5 to go. Driving shot, nicely done, Nicer Scott. BC pushes back up by a dozen to get it 45-33. 13:13 left. Ravens stay with that little player defense. Right now, Ahmad Lewis has the tough job of guarding Jalen Patterson. Here's a turnaround shot by the big guy on the left side, and he puts it up and over. Tyson Campy, Braden Wiggs with two more, and he's having a banner game. 45-35. At 12:50 mark. And look, at the players get set to come in for Benedictine. We're going to get a very different look from the Ravens, and now a turnover by Timmy in the middle. We're going to get Hunter Schneider coming in for BC. Now, when you've got a big guy and you want to put a big body on him, Hunter Schneider, he's your call. 12.5 to play. Baker down court, pushes it off on top, bats the long three, rims out. Tyson Campy pours it down. Tyson's looking at the scorer's table. He knows that he's coming out of the game as soon as the whistle blows.
comes out on top, sets a little screen for Matt Austin, who accelerates to the left side, puts a running one-handed shot up that misses, and it's going to go out of bounds. Back to Baker. And into the game for Benedictine will come both Jaden Bristol. And into the game for Benedictine, their 6'8" junior from Overland Park, Kansas, Hunter Schneider. 12 minutes to play in the game. And Baker's going to counter by bringing Kobe Buffalo Meat back into the game. So each team's got a big and well-rested five on the floor right now. Wildcats with a basketball. Ravens by 10. The feed to Kobe is going to be batted away by Nysteer. Saved by Bristol. Ravens are going to run. BC coming up the floor very quickly. Back door. The layup. Oh, Schneider misses the easy layup. And back the other way we will come. The crowd was on his feet. They were ready for him to throw it down, but instead he went to the glass and it was a little bit off. Here's a long rebound off a missed shot by Schneider. And Benedictine back up the floor. Out on top, Bristol. 11 and a half to go in the ball game. Benedictine with the ball, leading it by 10. Bristol from 17. No. Rebound, Baker. And BC's gotten very cold lately. Wildcats coming up in Patterson. Feeds underneath. Quick hands by Schneider. Knocks it out of Kobe's hands and slaps it out of bounds into the Wildcat bench. Baker's going to take Justin Batt out of the game, and returning to the floor is going to be Trent Shear. We're down to 11:20 to play this afternoon. 45-35, Benedictine with a 10-point lead. They've led by as many as 15. Here's Kobe with it on the right side. Doesn't even look to the middle. Brings it off on top. The three is up and missing, and a rebound down by Nysteer. The miss by Mason Dukes. BC brings it the other way. Bristol, little head fake, kicks it off on top. Gets it there to Timmy. He'll dump it over to the right side to Nysteer. Nysteer feeds back again. Timmy, he's triple-teamed inside. Can't get rid of the ball. Is there a foul finally? Yeah, it's going to be on Shear. Trent Shear picks up his first foul of the afternoon. And Baker is going to bring... who we got coming into the game here now for Baker? Oh, it's going to be Tyson Wilkins. We haven't seen him today, a 6'4 junior from Osage City, Kansas. We're approaching the midpoint of the second half with Benedictine controlling the basketball, leading it here by 10. Ravens at home in the Nolan gym, fading away. The shot by Nysteer is off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Kobe. And back up with the basketball comes Baker and Trent Shear. Trent has the ball stripped away by Nysteer. And Benedictine back up the floor. Coach Moody's on his feet. Looks like a traffic cop. Holds his hand up and says, okay, guys, let's just a minute here. Slow this thing down. Run that offense. 10:15 to go in the ball game. 45-35, Benedictine by 10. Bristol will take it up top side. Works it over to the right. Keeps the dribble alive. Way out above the three-point line. Shot clock's at 7. Gets it to Jaden Timmy. A long three! Timmy! First points of the game for Jaden Timmy, and it's now 48-35 Benedictine, and we are at 9:50 to go. Fading away, Patterson for three. Rebound, Nysteer. Benedictine playing well, I think, this evening, and then getting a lot of contributions from a lot of people. Out on top of this is going to be Hunter Schneider. If you'll remember, Christian Noski starts the game. He scores. We're getting a lot of bench depth utilized today. The feed in the middle. Back over to the left. Nysteer for three. Got it! Nysteer, Scott! Hits 13 points. Sean Dooley wants a timeout, and he's got to talk about it with the Wildcats. We're taking a break. 9:20 to go in the game. Benedictine 51, Baker 35.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
got another hectic week of basketball next week for you, and looking forward to it on Tuesday night. We'll be at the Pleasant Ridge Gymnasium. It'll be a battle of the top two teams of the Northeast Kansas League. Pleasant Ridge hosting Valley Falls. Should be two great games, boys and girls, here on Care Radio. Starting approximately 6 o'clock for the ladies' game and the guys after that. Then Wednesday, Benedictine will have its final regular season home game. And we're going to be here with Missouri Valley in the NOLA. Join us 5:30 for the ladies, 7:30 for the guys. Thursday sports look, and then Friday high school hoops Saturday. Benedictine on the road to wrap up the regular season 1 week from tonight at Park. Here we are back in action. Banker with the basketball, and we'll see what Coach Dooley has come up with here. Shear will take it, dumps it over to the right side. Little runner is up and missing, tipped up and missing, knocked out of bounds by Hunter. And it's going to come back into the Wildcats. Mason Dukes in the game. And that out of bounds brings us to our media under 10 timeout. Joseph, let's do it. What do you say? We're down to 8:57 to play in the ballgame. Ravens 51, Baker 35.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With just inside 9 minutes to play in the ballgame, and Benedictine leading at 51-35, we welcome you back again to the NOLA Gymnasium on the BC campus here in Atchison, Kansas. It is a sunny, cold mid-February afternoon, now into the early evening. I tell you what, Ravens have been playing very, very well, and Benedictine leads Baker here 51-35. Quick look at the numbers. Baker hitting 31% of their shots on 13-41, where the Ravens are 21-45, a 47% clip. BC's hitting 42% of its threes. Baker's 4-15, hitting only 26%. And now on the inbound, we have a whistle, and they're getting the play clock corrected. Ravens about rebounded Baker to the tune of 30-24. And for the Ravens, 25 defensive rebounds. Just outstanding. And turnovers, BC has committed only 6 in the game. Here's a nice-looking three that is up on its way, and it is good. And for Baker Mason, Dukes will have his second three of the game, one in each half now, and it is 51-38. BC with the basketball, and Jaden Bristol handles it up topside, gets it down low. Schneider, he's out on top. He throws that big basketball just like it's a pebble. And the three for Bristol rattles home Jaden Bristol. It is 54-38. And for Baker, those are just crushing shots. You hit a big shot, you think you're gaining a little ground, and the other team turns right around and does that. Here's the three by Buffalo Meat. It's no good. Rebound Benedictine, and Bristol will walk it up the court as we go inside 8 minutes to play. Jaden will cut it over to the right side. Back out on top of the ball. Now Benedictine in the game with Braden Belt. Here's the right side. Timmy for three. Got it! Jaden Timmy back-to-back threes. 57-38 in the Ravens. In the driver's seat up 19 with 7:40 to go. Is that an old one, driver's seat? I don't know. Maybe we have to freshen that one up. Here's a shot underneath. Missing. Kobe just kind of hangs his head after that doesn't go in and says, man, can't get one to go. Ravens rebounded back up with it will come Bristol. Kicks it down low. Schneider throws it across. Belt has to really hustle. And then trying to haul it in, he'll step on the sideline. Ravens will turn it over. Back into the game for Baker will come both Justin Batts and Braden Wiggs. And now as a late third addition, they will add Akeem Woods. So you've got that, and staying out on the floor for the Wildcats will be... No, not staying out. I thought Patterson was staying out. He's coming off the floor. Jalen Patterson, this team's leading scorer, he's like the do-it-all guy. Ravens have limited him to 7 points today. 7:11 to go in the game. Baker with the basketball. They'll take it down low to the baseline left. Braden Wiggs backing in on Timmy. Now, Hunter Snyder just reached in and knocked it free and stole it away. Into the forecourt. Here comes Benedictine with the basketball. That's Braden Belt with it. Belt has it up top side. Knee-high dribble goes to the left. Comes back out on top to Ahmad Lewis. Back out to Timmy. Timmy nearly shot bad as he's feeling good. Now underneath it goes to Schneider. Hunter will dribble to the edge and he reached in on it and is fouled by Bats. Bats will commit the personal foul. And there have just been no fouls in this game. Benedictine has committed two. Baker's committed three. And now BC is going to have wholesale substitutions. Five coming to the scorer's table. 6:40 to go. Bristol behind the back pass. Hunter. Schneider has it and tries to feed across the lane. Quick hands in there by Duke. Steals the ball back. 6.5 minutes left. Pulling up. The spot three is up and good for the Wildcats. And Bats will have his first point of the game. 57-41 Ravens, 6:15 to go. And again, Benedictine has a fresh five at the scorer's table. Timmy gets it back. Bristol has it knocked out of his hands. No foul called. The drive down the right side. Bats will go in. A bunny hop, multiple steps, no travel. The follow shot up and good. Give that bucket to Akeen. And it's 57-43. Suddenly that big 19-point lead whittled down a bit. They are only up 14 now. Here's Bristol. Goes in. That little head fake. And Hunter Snyder for two. Snyder gets the bucket. Ravens take the timeout. Joseph, we're going to take a break with him. 5:43 left this afternoon. Benedictine 59, Baker 43.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
You'll hear the Benedictine Pep Band in the background. Good to have you along with us here this afternoon in their Nolan Gymnasium. Here on the BC campus in Atchison, Kansas. 5:43 left in this afternoon's game. And the Ravens in a pretty good spot right now, leading at 59-43. Welcome back, everybody. As the Ravens make that five-player substitution, you look out there and Tyson Caffey is going to be at the five. And then the Ravens are basically on a four-guard offense with Chris Jackson and Matt Austin. Nice here, Scott. And rounding it out is going to be Saxton Thuston. Saxton's kind of the utility guy. He can play anything from the one to the five. Here comes Baker up court with the basketball. The drive into the lane, little hook pass over to the left side. The shot is up off the rim three times and good. And Braden Wiggs having a really, really good day today. 59-45 BC. 5:20 to go. Braden Wiggs just outdoing himself this afternoon. Leads his team in scoring now with 11. Here's Nysir kicking it over to Matt. And Ravens are going to work the ball. 8 on the shot clock. Chris Jackson with 4. Chris steps inside. Pulls up for the long 2. And drops it in. Chris Jackson. Chris knocking that down. Moves to double figure scoring. And he's got 10. 61-45. And we have 4:50 left. The clock moving very, very fast. And here's a 3 from the top. Rims out, no good. Tyson Caffey with the rebound. Interesting to see that Baker does not have Jalen Patterson on the floor. Jalen averages 18 a game. Does all that stuff for this team. Here's a cross-court pass. Knocked away and lost out of bounds off the fingertips of Akeen Woods. So we're going to get Eric Cruz back into the lineup, taking out Tyson Cassidy. 4.5 to play. 61-45, BC in front. A lot of adjustment is going to be made to this Heart of America Athletic Conference and its standings after this afternoon. A lot of big matches. Oh, Matt Austin gets reached in on. The shot goes up, and a player for our Bakers, a little bit sore. That is going to be Jalen Patterson. They're letting him have a moment to walk it off. And basically, you got to either say you're going to play or you're going to come off. He reached in on Matt Austin, and a collision ensued. And now Patterson kind of holding his sternum a little bit. And apparently the official says, okay, you're going to stay out here, then here we go. 4 minutes to play in the game. Round to the left side, Baker back on offense. Benedictin, again, up 18 now. Here's a driving layup, and Chris Jackson will be called for that foul. Chris getting down there trying to get in front of and impede the progress across the baseline of Joaquin Woods. Makes a little contact. It'll be Chris' second foul, and for Benedictin, it is only the third foul of the second half. Can you believe that? Each team has committed 3 fouls in the half, and they'll call it a shooting violation. Akeen Woods hits the first of 2. For Woods, that is his 8th point today. He averages 8 points a game. Second free throw is up. He'll get them both. It is now 61-47, Benedictine, and we're inside 4 minutes to play. Bristol up court with it. Chris to Matt. And Ravens are in motion. Now, all the way to the baseline, Bristol, his ankle seems much better. Either that or he's really fighting through it. Here's Cruz, 7 on the shot clock. Backs in, turns, shoots, off the glass, doesn't get it. Rebound, tipped around it. Baker will haul it down. The outlet pass off the floor into the hands of Jalen. Patterson kicks it up high. Bats thinking about the shot, doesn't take it. Goes over to the right side to Woods. You know they want the ball in the hands of Patterson, right? Here's a run to the left side. They cut into the lane. The shot is up, rolls off, and Saxton going to be whistled for the foul. The ball did not roll in, and a little bit of disappointment for the Baker fans and certainly a little disappointment for Justin Batts. So he does not get the and one, but he will get 2 free throws here. And we're down to only 3:11 to play. The shot. No! It was halfway down. Roll straight back up. Back is going to come to Batts for a second to free throw here. Cruz and Austin on the left side. Jackson and Thuston on the right side. Bristol at the top. Some of the fans beginning, I think, to work their way toward the exits here. Confident in a Benedictine win. Second free throw fails, and Thuston rebounds it down. BC walks up the court, and as they get into the forecourt, we are under 3 minutes to play. And they lead by 16. Bristol to Cruz. Feeding in the middle, Chris Jackson underneath. Oh, the shot won't go for Saxton. And the rebound back the other way is Patterson. Patterson, top side, it goes to Akeen. Knocked away. Here comes Cruz. He'll drive, lean, shoot, score! Coast to coast, E. Cruz! 65-47. And a Benedictine foul on Jaden Bristol. Bristol picking up his 3rd foul, and Baker again coming to the free throw line. We're at 2.5 minutes to go. I got to look around the crowd here a little bit and see if I can find a valet. Free throw, good. And Jalen Patterson averages 18 a game. That is his 8th point of the game. Baker's going to take Tyson Wilkins out, and it'll be Mike Brooks back in. One more free throw coming up for Jalen Patterson. Patterson, a phenomenal free throw shooter, and that one is up, and it is also good. He hits like 87% of his free throws. It is 65-49 Benedictine. And Bristol coming up the floor across midcourt, 2:20 to go. He'll ease to the left side, comes out on top, Saxton. So thinking Cruz, there you get it to him off the block. Cruz cross court, Cruz for three, And a rebound, Baker. Up the floor comes Akeem Woods. No, now it's Bats. Bats will have it on the wing. Back to Woods. Goes in, goes up, finger roll, scores it. Akeem Woods having a nice afternoon. And it's 65-51, but we're down to a buck 50. And now as Bristol coming up the court, gets himself fouled, and Bats turns around and issues an apology. Ravens are going to have it back in. And Chris Jackson comes out, and Nysir is in. This is strictly an offense ball handling, kind of a substitution. Nysir, so smooth and so good with the ball, and he can score. Minute 40 to go. Again, senior day here today, and the Ravens have gone four corners, and they're just standing. Minute 36, minute 33, skip past to Saxton. Here's Bristol, goes across to Nysir. Back out on top to Cruz, launching three. Nope. And rebounded back down Thuston. Stripped out of his hands, he's fouled. We're at a minute 20 to go. Ravens by 14. And at the free throw line, it'll be Saxton Thuston. His teammates will all go into the backcourt behind him. No, wait. Now they're going to bring Cruz back and say he stands on the left side of the lane. But his other three teammates go behind him. The left-handed free throw is perfect. And for Saxton Thuston, his seventh point of the day. Ravens are going to rotate players in, and Cruz will come out. Ahmad Lewis comes into the game. Second free throw for Saxton. Oh, yeah. He hits them both, and it is 67-51. And we're at a minute 15 left. Baker coming to Atchison this afternoon, going to lose two games to the Ravens today. Here's a baseline shot. No. Rebound. Bristol's going to clear it down. And here comes Nysir. 1 minute left. Nysir Scott across the timeline. And again, BC just spreads it out. Right corner's Matt. Left corner's Ahmad. Top corner is going to be Nysir. Left corner's Jaden. And now the coach is going to start taking these seniors out. I suspect one at a time. Let the crowd give them some extremely well-deserved recognition on Senior Day today here in the Nolan Gymnasium. How about that? Saxton Thuston, Matt Austin, Jaden Bristol, Eric Cruz, Chris Jackson coming to the near side. And Benedictine is going to put it in play. And Zach Schwinn takes the inbound pass. BC comes out on top. Noski. It goes over to Hunter. Noski for three. Oh, it's a little bit off the mark. Baker rebound. That's going to be taken back by Joel Adise. Adise into Noski. He loses the handle. It's out of bounds to Baker. Silva on the floor for the Ravens. Zach Schwinn and Jake Thompson. Joel Adise. Hunter Schneider and Christian Noski. But you never saw those five on the court at the same time. Here comes Baker up the floor. Shot clock and game clock have separation, so they're going to have to take a shot. Here it is, missing. Rebounding it down, Hunter Schneider. BC will have to take it into the forecourt, and they will secure a win here today. Great game for Benedictine. The crowd showing the appreciation to this fantastic group of seniors. And your final score this afternoon, Benedictine 67, Baker 50. Oh, no. Benedictine 70, Baker 51. And we'll be back right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7.
Stay tuned. Our post-game coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
It's happening again this Sunday. There's a big football game and Hundley Liquor is celebrating. On the way to your watch party, stop by Hundley Liquor, pick up your favorite beverages, and check out their giveaways. They've got a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. The crowd today is going to be in no hurry to leave, as there's going to be a lot of socializing and a lot of hugs and handshakes on Senior Day here for Benedictine this afternoon. And when the wash comes out, the Ravens take two wins over Baker here this afternoon. Stick around. We're looking forward to having a visit with BC head coach Ryan Moody here this evening. I guess, is it evening? It's almost. But you know what else it is? Joseph at 5:56. It is college basketball on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. That's one thing that it is. And another thing, it's a game in which Benedictine moves to 15-11 and goes down to 9-8 in the conference. A big win for the Ravens in the grand scheme of things and how the postseason shakes out and how assignments and pairings get made. Let's look at Baker scoring. First of all, they were paced by Akeem Woods. He led the Wildcats with 11 this afternoon. Jalen Patterson had 9. I digress. It was Braden Wiggs with 13. The big guy coming off the bench, 13. Woods with 11 and Patterson with 9. Half a dozen apiece then for Bats and Dukes. Kobe Buffalo meet with 4. And for Michael Brooks, a 2-point afternoon. For the Benedictine Ravens. Man, Nysir Scott, 13. Chris Jackson, 10. Eric Cruz, Thaxton Thuston, each with 8. Then you go to Jaden Timmy and Ahmad Lewis with a half a dozen apiece. Jaden Bristol and Christian Noski, each with 5. You got Tyson Caffey, 4 points in the afternoon. Thank you so much. 3 points today for Matt Austin. Hunter Schneider with a pair. So the Ravens getting a lot of guys in the game, a lot of guys who got PT late in the contest, and a lot of those seniors get the recognitions they so richly deserve. And now for Benedictine, a couple of days between now and their next outing. But the good news for them is, with only 2 games left in the regular season, they're going to be right back here. And you're going to get one more chance to see them in the regular season, because who knows what postseason pairings and scheduling is going to bring. So for the Ravens, at home at least one more time, and it will be Wednesday. And it'll be Missouri Valley coming to town. The Vikings and the Ravens, tremendous game. And that was way back. I think that game had to be in December when we played over in Marshall. So, it's been a long, long time since those teams have gotten together. Should be good ones. We want you to be here for that. In the South Division, Benedictine now moving to its ninth win. And it's just going to be a matter of looking around and seeing what the other teams in the conference have and done and are doing. And we'll try to kind of keep a little bit of tabs on all of that. Also, basketball next week on Care Radio is Coach Moody is going to make his way this direction, I believe. We've got high school hoops. The game of the season, maybe, in the Northeast Kansas League, is it'll be Valley Falls at Pleasant Ridge. We'll have that one for you Tuesday evening from Easton, Kansas. Should be absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to bringing you that one also here on Care Radio. Then we'll have Sports Look on Thursday, more high school hoops Friday, Saturday. Benedictine wrapping up the regular season on the road. If you don't mind making a little bit of a road trip, if you'd like to make a little bit of a road trip, doesn't get any easier, doesn't get any better than getting to park. Ravens and the Pirates. So, could be a good one right there for those guys. Ravens at park a week from today. 2 o'clock for the ladies and 4 o'clock for the guys. Coach is coming up here and looking forward to getting a little chit-chat with him. Coach, can you hear me in that gizmo?
Yep, I can hear you great.
Awesomeness. Well, first of all, I don't even know where to begin. Congratulations, a nice win for your team today against a really good team. You know how good they are. We played them down there. It was tough, and your guys came out. I thought they were just ready.
Yeah, I thought our guys were really ready today, too. That's a good assessment. No excuse not to be, really. I mean, we could, you know, maybe feel sorry for ourselves a little bit because we haven't had a great run the last 5 or 6 games, but it's packed house, man. A lot of energy, a lot of emotion with our seniors. I mean, think about this class. These 7 guys, I know 3 of them came back from COVID, but that's just the way it is. But, like, man, the stuff that some of these guys have been through, you know. I mean, Christian Noski faced down cancer, you know, and while he's a player for us and beat it, you know. I mean, we got Saxon Thuston, whose family story is something for the books, and the guys all supported him and wore shirts in honor of his mother tonight. And, you know, I mean, we have such a good group. I mean, nice year Scott, another guy who just grinds through tough stuff. We got 2 guys that, you know, I mean, however you look at it, they're dads. You know, they got 2 little ones, and they're, you know, out here grinding and finding a way to get their degree. And I can't say enough. I mean, Jaden Bristol, what he's done, Eric Cruz, what he's done for this program. So, you know, I'm a little emotional. It's not our last game by any means, but, you know, to put a cap on a day like today and play the way they did and play so unselfishly and so good on defense as a group that that's what this program's been built on with this crew, this core group, and I'm just really excited to be able to send them off on their senior night in a good note.
Now, we talk about you talk about the core group and what this program is built on. Before we even talk about this particular game, the crowd here, people from town, people from the area, former Ravens. I mean, you and I have been chatting up guys that we haven't seen in a while today, and it's wonderful to see that camaraderie and that sense of family.
That's Raven Nation. You know, I mean, that's that community that President Menace and his administration has built that, you know, this place draws you in. And whether you're a student, an alum, a parent, a person, a community member from Atchison, you know, I mean, like, this is what sports do, Tom, and we missed it for 2 years. You know, we missed the fact that these stands are full and everybody can experience a game, a competitive atmosphere, and be around each other. It's a social thing, and our crowds have just been amazing. I know our band and our cheerleaders are a huge part of our atmosphere, but our students and our fans from the town and family members are just, it's been fun. It's been great, and it does make an impact. So, you know, I love being a part of this. This has been, you know, my dream job, and I'm just proud that we can put guys in position to good people that people support and can go out there and play.
We talked about how ready the team was. They came out. You got the big lead early, held them off, you know, through the course of the afternoon, and did a great job. And they did so many good things. I mean, your rebounding, I thought, was spectacular today.
Yeah, I mean, we were really dialed in on the glass. And I thought we were really dialed in on the offensive glass, too, because they just really don't run a lot. But, I mean, we were making a miss. I thought our bigs and our guards did a really good job of rebounding today. This time of year, Tom, and everybody listening, I mean, I don't know it all, but – I've been doing it a while. Like, this comes down to possessions, you know, and you have to limit the amount of possessions the other team has, because everybody's scouted, everybody's good, everybody can do things. And, you know, we only gave up 5 offensive rebounds for the day, and we only had 10 turnovers. That's fantastic in a college basketball game. So, you know, we limited the amount of times they got to touch the ball. Really a group effort. I mean, if you look at the stat sheet, my goodness. I mean, we only have 2 guys in double figures and got to 70. That means a lot of guys scored. You know, we had 39 rebounds and nobody has double figure rebounds. That means everybody rebounded. You know, I just thought this was a well-played game on our half. And I thought that our depth, you know, we went through some rough times in January and, or, you know, late January of guys hurt, of guys out for different reasons. And we've had to play a lot of different guys in different spots. And I think that's paying off for us right now, because we've got we can go 10, 11 deep, and that's unheard of in February, you know, and I think we can wear people down. So I'm hopeful that that's a positive for us.
Now the trick is, coach, to replicate the same thing, you know, another dozen or whatever it is times to get you to the end. But next up, your fans get one more guaranteed shot to see you here in this gym on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday night's going to be fun. It's our pink out game, you know, our breast cancer awareness game for both teams, the men and the women. We've got a 5:30 and 7:30 start against Missouri Valley, who's always a tough matchup. It'll be our last guaranteed home game, like you said, of us playing here. We are doing the courtside cafe again, which we liked the first time. It's taco night in Nolan Gymnasium on Wednesday night. And you can come in and feed your family $8 for taco bar and everything else that comes with it. So, you know, we'd love to have as many people out as possible. I think this group is fun to watch. You know, we're getting healthy, which is surprising. You know, we're kind of turning the corner a little bit and getting healthy. So, excited to keep playing. And we just told them, like, that's one. We don't ever really want to look ahead, but we did kind of discuss this is the first of 3 games. You know, let's go win 3 games and then just see what happens. You know, and that'll keep us playing at least for a little bit. You never know what can happen with seeding in our tournament and national tournament. So, you know, I just keep taking care of business, man, and play unselfishly like you're doing, and fire away when you're open, and guard with passion. This is what it takes in February.
And that's exactly what these guys have done. And I love that. I feel, you know, and I'm just sitting here watching, I don't know anything about this, but I feel like there's some kind of a gelling thing that has happened with this group. I feel like, you know, everybody knows kind of what the role is now, and where they're coming in and what circumstances they're coming in and what they're expected to do when they are out there. And, you know, I just feel like it's kind of coming together.
It's a little more comfortable, you know, and I think what you're seeing is the fact that, you know, throughout the course of the first 20-plus games, we were never able to play a consistent lineup due to injury. Due to COVID protocols, I mean, all these different things that we went through, that, you know, now we're kind of settled into a lineup that we can depend on, it helps the guys that come in behind that starting lineup. You know, it helps our rotation. It helps guys be prepared for when they're going to play. We're just in a little better place, you know, and I think the other thing I think we'd be remiss not to say, but I think they sense that we're close to being done. You know, I mean, like the seniors, you know, I think the older guys on our team are like, I don't want this over yet. And, you know, they're sacrificing ego, the me for the we, and they're making plays for each other. And, you know, no one really cares who's scoring. It's just about getting the job done. So, you know, but if we defend like we're defending and we can, you know, get that 3-point ball going like it's been against Mount Mercy and then these guys tonight, we're going to be sitting in a pretty good spot. I'm really proud of this group. I mean, there's a lot. Yeah, your coaches talk about adversity and coaches talk about, you know, all that kind of stuff. But the reality is, like, people probably don't know, you know, what teams are going through. And this group, man, we just had so much stuff this year. You know, to fight to get to 15-11 and still have 2 games left, really, really proud of them for grinding.
Coach, congratulations again. And I'm going to let you go only because there are about, like, 150 people out here. Yeah. You got old classmates, old teammates,
yeah,
families that they all want to talk to you, and I'm going to let them do that.
Yeah.
And I'll see you Wednesday.
I appreciate it, Tom. We do have a little senior celebration over in the building next door in the Career Success Center for the families and stuff like that. You're more than welcome to attend if you'd like. But, you know, we're gonna go over there and have some finger foods and, you know, chat it up. And I'm sure these guys want to go eat. And I don't want to know what they're going to do after that. You know, if they want to celebrate, they can. But just like I say to them every time we leave the locker room, take care of each other and stay out of trouble.
There you go. Good,
right,
good advice, Coach.
Thanks.
Good job.
Bye.
Brian Mooney, head coach of the Benedictine guys, is the Ravens with an impressive win at home here this afternoon over Baker on Senior Day. Long and short of it is, it's a Raven sweep of the Wildcats, Sid. We appreciate you having joined us until we reach you next time for our man, Joseph. He's back at the Care Sports Studio, and he's fighting the good fight. Joseph, well done on your end. Tomcats here in the Northland saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.